Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden is moving forward on his ambitious efforts to stave off the worst effects of global warming, issuing executive orders yesterday to cut oil, gas, and coal emissions. But oil, gas trade groups aren't happy with Biden's order that pauses leases on federal lands as one of the ways to fight climate change. NPR's Camila Domonoske has more.
The temporary halt only affects new leases on federal lands. For now, companies can continue to drill on the leases they already have. Many big producers will feel no immediate impact. But Pete Obermueller of the Petroleum Association of Wyoming says some smaller operators didn't line up leases in advance.
A leasing moratorium on that size interrupts their pipeline to produce.
The American Petroleum Institute says that cutting production will just increase the amount of oil America imports. The Biden administration says it plans to pivot toward clean energy. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
The president also plans to sign two executive actions related to health care today. One aims to increase access to health insurance through the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid. The other will expand access to reproductive health. This as the scramble for a vaccine continues, with many states running into supply problems. The Biden administration has promised more vaccines to states in the coming weeks. Will Stone has more.
Glitchy websites, confusing online portals, a digital foot race for a small number of spots. This is how seniors in many states describe the process of trying to secure a vaccine. 92-year-old Helen Frankie of Washington, D.C. says she tried repeatedly to get a spot through an online public system.
It's terribly competitive.
Some states and counties have not lowered the age limit to 65 so as to prioritize the oldest residents first. Minnesota did a lottery system to give everyone an equal chance, but there are still far more seniors eligible in the U.S. than available shots. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he considers the mass detention and sterilization of programs in one of China's regions to be genocide. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
When asked by NPR what Beijing made of Blinken's statements, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said he would emphasize an important point. There is no genocide in China, he said three times, adding the words exclamation point at the end. China has detained hundreds of thousands of mostly ethnic Uyghurs in the western region of Xinjiang and put others in forced labor programs. The U.S. has sanctioned numerous Chinese companies and officials over these human rights abuses, abuses China denies. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures contract up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures contracts are down about 0.4%. You're listening to NPR News. In Pakistan, the Supreme Court ordered the release of a man convicted and later acquitted of the beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Omar Sheikh had been on death row since his conviction. He appealed to a provincial court soon after, and in April of last year, the court overturned the murder conviction. Three other Pakistanis sentenced to life for their role in Pearl's death were also freed. Washington had said it would demand Sheikh be extradited to the U.S. to stand trial. Pearl disappeared while investigating a story. A video of his killing was delivered to the U.S. consulate in Karachi. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Priscilla Chan, are putting $350 million into a new criminal justice reform group. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the couple plan to overhaul their philanthropic efforts.
Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan had been funding criminal justice initiatives through their charitable arm, the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. Now they've announced they are shifting that work into a new independent group, backed with a $350 million investment over 5 years. Zuckerberg and Chan say they're also reorganizing their immigration reform efforts and are committing an extra $100 million to that cause. The couple has pledged to funnel 99% of their Facebook shares to charitable causes. The philanthropic overhaul comes as Facebook, which is among NPR's financial supporters, has been under increasing pressure to do more to curb hate speech and racial discrimination on its platform. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
Asia markets lower by the close, the Nikkei in Japan down 1.5%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.